Governor Andrew Cuomo says there's a tension in nursing homes run by for-profit entities.
Do you want to hire more staff or do you want to make more profit? Do you want to buy more PPE and stockpile more PPE or do you want to make more profit? That tension is a problem.
Cuomo, during his Monday briefing, said he'd like New York to mandate how much money nursing homes can profit and how much they have to put back into resident care. The state of New Jersey has already done something similar. Last summer, it created a first-in-the-nation medical loss ratio, which mandates nursing homes put 90% of revenue towards care, while only 10% can go towards profits and administrative salaries. In New York, for-profit facilities make up two-thirds of all nursing homes. Last month's state attorney general report found some of them transfer funds to related parties rather than invest in care and try to get by with the lowest number of staff possible.
And that has to be resolved legislatively, because I don't want to leave it to these for-profit owners to decide what's right, what's wrong.
Cuomo's proposal is already getting a cold reception from for-profit nursing homes. The New York State Health Facilities Association, which represents both for-profit and non-profit nursing homes, says there's a $55 a day difference between what New York pays a nursing home for a Medicaid resident and what it actually costs to care for that resident. The association is calling for lawmakers to, quote, stop the blame game and view long-term care as an investment, not an expense, end quote. Cuomo says his proposal will be included in the 30-day amendments to his executive budget, which is due April 1st. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.